as the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, June 4th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
San Miguel CSD seeking candidates for Board of Directors. Convicted murderer in San Luis Obispo County to be released on parole. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 53 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Calmetto Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The San Miguel Community Services District is seeking candidates to fill three seats for its board of directors in the November election. San Miguel is an unincorporated community in Slo County with about 2,800 residents, located 7 miles north of the city of Paso Robles. The district provides fire services, street lighting and landscaping, wastewater collection and treatment, portable water production and distribution, and solid waste services. The board consists of 5 members with staggered 4-year terms. They meet every fourth Thursday at 6 p.m. in San Miguel Senior Center. Of the 3 available seats, 2 are 4-year terms from December 2026 to December 2030. 1 is a 2-year term beginning in December and ending in 2028. The nomination period for declaration of candidacy forms runs from July 13th to August 7th. A convicted murderer who is 20 years old at the time of his crime is released early on parole. 36-year-old Patrick Wallet was convicted by a jury in 2009, alongside now 54-year-old Chad Westbrook, for the 2007 murder of Joshua Holgate in San Luis Obispo County. Holgate was killed at Wallet's home at the Ocean Nair Mobile Home Park in San Luis Obispo, where Westbrook shot him with a shotgun, while Wallet beat both Holgate and a woman with a baseball bat after they had sex. The woman was engaged to Walt's brother, which is what prosecutors say prompted the crime. Walt could be released early because he was a youthful offender, under the age of 26 at the time he committed his crimes. He'll be released on June 6th. Slocog advances half-cent sales tax to November 2026 ballot. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. The San Luis Obispo Council of Governments voted to place the local roads first transportation tax on the November 2026 ballot. Slocog says the decision came from a 10-2 vote from its board of directors. The proposed measure would levy a half-cent sales tax in San Luis Obispo County that would go to a fund for dedicated transportation improvements. Slocog says if approved by the voters, the measure would provide an estimated $35 million a year in local funding for road repairs, safety improvements, congestion relief, transit, safe routes to school, and mobility programs for seniors, veterans, and people with disabilities. Slocog says the measure was developed in response to an approximate $2.3 billion funding gap identified in the Slocog Board-approved 2023 Regional Transportation Plan. Three new meerkats have been added to the Central Coast Zoo, just in time for the 23rd annual Ice Cream Zoofari this Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. Three two-year-old female meerkat sisters have all joined the zoo, born in Colorado. The meerkat sisters are named Bumble, Buzz, and Honeycomb, known as the Bee Girls. They'll join two resident meerkat males. Meerkats, native to southern Africa, are highly social animals that live in cooperative family groups, organized around a strict matriarchal hierarchy. There's so much more to see at the Central Coast Zoo, and don't forget to enjoy the annual Ice Cream Zoofari this Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. with all-you-can-eat ice cream sundaes. The County Clerk Recorder's Office released another update yesterday evening for votes counted in San Luis Obispo County. For the District 2 supervisor race, Michael Aaron Woody remains ahead of James D'Antona, 52-48% of the votes. Turnout so far for District 2 is 22%. For District 4, Jimmy Paulding remains ahead of Adam Verdin, 52-48%. Elena Cano still leads the clerk recorder's race with 61% of the votes. Vanessa Rosso has 27% and Gaia Powell has 11%. The next update for votes in San Luis Obispo County will be provided today by 5 p.m. For the governor's race, Steve Hilton and Javier Becerra remain the top two, with 28 and 26% of the votes, respectively. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers shut out the Diamondbacks 7-0, the Angels beat the Rockies 11-4, the Athletics over the Cubs 5-4, the Giants shut out the Brewers 1-0, Phillies beat the Padres 3-2, the Guardians over the Yankees 5-4. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Diamondbacks, the Padres will go against the Phillies, the Giants will face the Brewers, the Athletics will go against the Cubs, and the Yankees will face the Guardians. In California news, a shooting broke out during a high school graduation ceremony yesterday evening. The shooting happened at 7:15 p.m. on the Fairfield High School campus parking lot towards the end of the ceremony. Three victims were injured by gunfire, ages 11, 20, and 25. An 18-year-old died from their injuries. No active suspects were reported after police arrived. The California High-Speed Rail Authority says they have completed another structure in the Central Valley. The overpass will carry traffic over high-speed rail tracks. 171 miles in total are currently under design and construction from Merced to Bakersfield, according to the authority, with 80 miles of guideway complete and now 61 fully completed major structures. Officials have confirmed the identity of the suspect who took 10 hostages at a Chase building in Bakersfield. 41-year-old Anthony Scott Harris was shot and killed at about 4:20 a.m. yesterday after nearly 16-hour standoff. He was an Army veteran who was dishonorably discharged and had a history of trouble with law enforcement. He was a registered sex offender. Police say he was demanding materials from an earlier case he was involved in. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, a proposed lamb finishing facility in Montana could soon provide a significant boost to both the region's sheep industry and local grain farmers. And it could also set a pretty good example for others across America to follow. Henry Hollenbeck and family are pursuing plans to transform an existing grain elevator property into a modern indoor lamb feeding facility designed to help create new opportunities for agricultural growth, all while supporting the domestic lamb industry.
So we've proposed to put in an indoor confinement feeding barn, a lamb finishing barn that's got a pit underneath of it, all enclosed. The sides of the barn will be open for ventilation. We got a grain elevator that's been a staple of Moult, Montana for years. And I have the opportunity to purchase that and change it into an economic growth in the community and with agriculture.
And Hollenbeck says that the project fits into his operations vertically integrated model, which includes lamb production and processing. For more of the story, you can visit us online.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown,
everything's waiting for you. Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Get rewarded when you upgrade to Milgard windows and doors and earn up to $100 back per patio door and up to $40 back per Milgard window. Enjoy better comfort, energy efficiency, a home that looks incredible, and huge savings. Don't wait, the spring sales event ends June 8th. Plus, A1 Glass is your local family-owned award-winning team, voted best on the Central Coast. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Qualifying Milgard products only. Rewards issued as electronic gift cards. See A1 Glass for details.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet, faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. The logging industry's decline in Northern California during the past few decades led many sawmills to shutter, affecting communities that had long depended on timber production. But there's still a need for logging as state agencies such as CAL FIRE increasingly back logging and forest thinning projects as key strategies for reducing wildfire risk. In Trinity County, local teachers and others in the community worked to secure grants that helped Hayfolk High School begin construction of its own sawmill in 2024. Last month, the school held a grand opening for the sawmill, which is now nearly complete. The hope is that the sawmill will stoke much-needed interest in the forestry field. It's important to support logging through projects like this because our forests don't stop growing, said Ren Winters, a forester and former Hayfolk High School student. We have not been good stewards of our public lands for decades, and programs like this will ensure a workforce for the future. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 90s, west-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows right around 50, west-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 80s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Saturday, sunny skies on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday and Tuesday, sunny on Wednesday and Thursday. Low 80s Saturday, upper 70s Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, low 80s on Wednesday, 87 a week from today. Currently it is 53 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRO News Time is 620.
The Taylor Ranch has a new bison harvest in, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Mixed numbers on the job market ahead of tomorrow's monthly employment report. The number of people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time rose by 13,000 last week to 225,000, slightly more than expected, but within the range of a healthy job market. Continuing claims, those remaining on benefits, declined by 8,000 to 1.77 million. Outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says there were more than 97,000 job cuts announced last month, up 16% from April, and Challenger says artificial intelligence was the leading reason for employer job cuts for May. Tech companies Broadcom and Ciena reported a better-than-expected quarter, but Wall Street wanted a more optimistic forecast. Both stocks are losing ground. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola. Invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013, 800-444-2013, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. Call or text 238-577-5238-KPRL to join us. Okay, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, interesting sound off. Karen will have on Josh Friedman and Dave Derringer. They're going to be talking about the Ukraine situation. Now, Dave has relatives that live there, and Josh, he just attended the Black Sea Security Forum in Odessa. So we've kind of lost track of what's going on in the Ukraine. So they'll update for you this afternoon, all here on The Right Choice, KPRL. Just a little side note here. Chris, you did the report on the Atascadero Zoo.
Yes.
The meerkats are worth the price of admission. Just by themselves.
The meerkats alone.
Yeah, they're just so, they're just fun to watch. It's just, they're clowns. I mean, I love watching them. They're just cute. So that's
well, now there's three more.
Yep, three more, and man, they just they like to show off. They like to show off, so that's cool. All right, let's see here. Chris, you said it would only be a couple of days, but I got an email here. Guess what it's about?
The yearbook photo.
Hey, good guess. Good guess. Now, to be fair on this one, the person said, just got back in town.
Okay, so they're a little late to the party. We'll give them a pass.
Right, okay.
Talk about old news.
Right. And let's see here. Just got back in town and saw what was put in the Paso Robles High School yearbook. Does this district have any standards? Well, before I finish the email, I can answer that question. Yes, they do have standards. And apparently they're extremely low. And not only that, but they're based on the grades and the results. They do have low standards. So, yes, they do have standards, sir. Let's see here. And as I go on, some people are defending this as freedom of speech. Really? Who allowed this to happen? What, if any, consequences? And let's see here. Oh, and they want more money. No standards, no money. All right. Well, glad you got back in town safely and to darn near paradise. Okay. Let's see here. We have Slocog looking for money. The school districts are looking for money. I'm sure your insurance rates aren't going down at all, whether that's home insurance or your health or medical, whatever. All that's going up, and Slocog wants more money. And meanwhile, the Board of Supervisors does not want to prioritize roads in this county where the money could be used for the roads, and we don't need Slocog asking for more money. Matter of fact, we probably don't need Slocog as well. So just a couple of things there to start off this morning. Also, I got this on a text. This has to do with the voting. It says, I doubt any vote by mail dropped off at the precincts on election day will start to be counted before Tuesday of next week. Okay. 7 to 10 people touch that envelope and ballot, and 7 to 10 days go through the process from scanning and signature match to counted and included in results. This is one of the reasons why I suggest voting in person on election day with a precinct ballot. Okay. Well, we'll see how long. I know around the country, California, not that it cares, is being laughed at for the amount of time it takes for the votes to be counted here. Now, if you go back, of quite a few years, if you remember, Florida, they tweaked its election laws after the, if you remember, in the 2004 presidential election, and has since have had relatively few problems in providing quick and accurate counts. Now, some people defend the California system, arguing that the slow pace of counting is a worthwhile trade-off to ensure greater access for voters. I would also add that with greater access for manipulation, some mistakes, or some mysterious boxes of ballots showing up a couple of days after the election in somebody's office. That's the way I would look at it, but that's just me. All right. Let's see here. What else do we have? This is an interesting story about COVID. No, it won't go away. Apparently, some doctors that I guess talked, had a hearing in Washington, or at least one doctor. COVID-19 vaccines may cause cancer in some people. That's what the doctor said yesterday, June 3rd. He goes on to say, I have no doubt in my mind that the mRNA vaccines likely played a significant role in the development of unexpected cancers. He's talking about he witnessed patients unexpectedly developing cancer after receiving the vaccine. And this is, if you remember, there is a judge who put a halt to something, and that's being appealed. But here's a question. Now, if you have something that is developed and it would benefit most people, but some side effects could be serious, is it worth it? Is it worth it? You know, when you see the commercials on Saturday morning, well, not necessarily Saturday morning, but when you see the commercials for all the things that people could take for what all that ails people, and they either list or you'll hear them talk about the side effects. And it seems like sometimes there's more side effects than there is in the relief. So is it overall, is it worth it? I've pointed out, you know, one of the great opportunities I had was to see John Stossel as part of the Hillsdale College. They would have on talks, and this was down in Florida, and he was describing the fact that if you could have a product put on the market that was going to massively improve the economy and change the economy of the United States of America and just allow us as a country to grow, but at the same time, 30,000 to 35,000 people may die each year because of this. Would you still want it? And what he was referring to was the automobile. And I thought that was a great way to make a point. Because a lot of people, when he asked the question in hand, most of the people in the room put their hands up saying no, they wouldn't want something like that. And then he says, well, how did you get here? You drove your car. That's what I'm talking about. So anyway, something on that. Also, I'm going to go back to the yearbook in this email. So this is something that we did a little bit a couple of weeks ago, I think, and I forget what it was with the votes, I think. Oh, it was on the school bond. That was it. So to the general community out there, does this issue even bother you that the yearbook released this? And Chris, according to somebody sent me something else on this. I don't know if you've seen it. But it wasn't just the F ICE.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the F MAGA?
I didn't at first, but I see the photo they're talking about now. It's the one where the sign is kind of, you know, tilted away. So it's a little hard to make it out, especially since, you know, I'm looking at a photograph of a photograph.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, we have laws that grant students the freedom of expression in student publications, except for expressions that is considered obscene, libelous, and slanderous. Well, libelous and slanderous are hard anyway.
or the other part is, or incite students to commit crime on school grounds, violate school rules, or disrupt school questions. So I guess the question is, if the law grants this, but in student publications, except for expression that is considered obscene. Now, again, Chris, I have to go to you on this because you're the youngest one in this room.
Sure.
Or in the building. Does your generation, do they think that the F ICE or F MAGA is obscene?
No.
Okay. That's just...
I wouldn't, personally, either.
That's just part of the culture or the language for people maybe at a certain either generation or a certain age group.
Well, not just that, but I don't think that saying F something would be considered obscene by any metric. Obscenity is, it's not as hard to prove as slander or libel, but it's a lot more difficult than people think. Like, we throw around the word obscene quite casually, but in terms of law, obscenity requires something pretty extreme to be considered such.
Okay. So would it be considered okay for students to regularly use what most of us would consider foul language on a regular basis when communicating with other students or their teacher?
Well, that's a different question. I don't, according to school rules, probably not. And personally, I think that it's not an appropriate thing to use at school. However, that's in terms of casual conversation. If they feel strong enough during this political protest to make signs that say such, that's a different story entirely. But to their teachers and around their peers while on campus socializing is a different story.
Okay, now would, again, you know, kid, you know, folks from your generation, they wouldn't consider this obscene. And I don't even know if it would have taken place in my generation, if the students, as students, would we have thought it was obscene?
Mm-hmm.
I think, again, I'm just guessing here. I'm pretty sure that we would have thought that it may have been funny, but it wouldn't be the right thing to do. Because we're representing ourselves, our family, and our classmates and our school. I'm pretty confident in that. Again, you know, we're going back quite a few years, so, you know, time's obviously a little different. But when you're representing, if this is a representation, and as we said, and I think you kind of maybe agree with this a little bit, yeah, could they have done it and maybe blacked it out or used other pictures? Now, that's the question. And the school district, again, is going to be doing their typical review on this. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So I think that teacher should be suspended and not be in charge anymore of the yearbook. It's outrageous, and the fact that they're pretending it's no big deal is also outrageous. One thing people aren't talking about, if you look at one of the FIs pictures, I think you look in the background. I don't have a photo with me right now. I'm on the road, but it looks like there's some boys throwing gang signs, and that's also really bad.
Those aren't gang signs. Those are peace signs with their thumbs sticking out.
Yeah. Well, they're what signs?
Those are peace signs with their thumbs sticking out.
Oh, okay, so you're sure those aren't any type of gang sign?
I'm positive.
Got it. All right. Well, regardless of that, all that's in there shouldn't be allowed to be out on the school page.
All right. You know, you mentioned the person who was in charge, and we're having a difficult time here. We'll see if we can make it through. Do you think, are you still the, you know, this isn't working out. Sorry, we got to go. That's just not, it's not going to be doable. Not going to be doable. All right, so again, you know, the school is going to do the whatever. Let's see here. This is on the text. Yes, the yearbook bothers me. It's another example of the loss of morals and decency the schools are contributing to in the younger generation. Okay, let's see, what else do we have here on the text? I wonder what would happen if I went to a school board meeting and talked about this subject on the yearbook and started using the F word in all kinds of foul language. Would they have me arrested? You think they would have me thrown out, or just curious? We let this go way too much. The whole freedom of speech thing, you need to read the room and have respect. A total lack of respect is what's going on here. Thank you. Chris, what do you think of that?
Well, meetings have their own rules and decorum. See, what I want to know for some of these texts is, like, do the people have a problem with these signs in general, or is it just because they're in the yearbook? Because those are two entirely different questions. And personally, you know, earlier this week, I said I was leaning more towards I don't think it's appropriate for the yearbook per se. But then I went online and I actually saw some comments from students saying, well, we read books that have foul language because it's part of culture and history. This is now our contemporary culture and history because we feel that strongly about what's going on. And I kind of said, you know what? That's a fair point.
Okay, I think one of the books was cited was To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yes, and another one I can think of that I read personally in high school is Huckleberry Finn.
Okay.
A lot of racial slurs in that book.
Okay. They were racial slurs, and were people offended?
I don't recall anyone being offended in class, no. In fact, our teacher had us read an article before reading Huckleberry Finn explaining why censorship of the book is worse than the language itself.
Well, that's interesting because I know some school districts around the country have banned Huckleberry Finn because of the racial, because it was deemed inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you have something that's somewhat historical, and that language was used back in those days in the area? So you have some people that say this is inappropriate, so at least the school isn't going to assign you to read it anymore, but then you can have what would be considered inappropriate, the FUs, especially with MAGA and ICE in a yearbook. All right. Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. A lot of self-deception out in the world, deception in general.
Deception?
Big time.
Okay, now do you...
Maybe that's why people don't seem to want to wake up to what's going on.
What are you referring to?
We always talk about, when are people going to wake up to what's going on? And
well, again, I'm asking, what are you referring to when you say what's going on?
I mean, with the economy and the state politics and everything.
Oh, so, we're just talking everything in general.
Correct.
Okay.
Oh, that's how so long.
Well, how did it get here? Or how did we get here?
Probably our choices in the economy and the state and...
Well,
we live here because that's a better place to live, to make a living, we think, in that California.
Well, I think we got here, you know, what we're referring to is because we've allowed it, even on this topic, and not just the year, but we've lowered our standards in this country all around.
And that's part of the deception.
Well, is it deception or is it lies?
Similar things, yeah, lies, and lies are a type of deception.
Right. So I prefer to be direct to the point. And if somebody says they're embezzled, they're a thief. If somebody says they're deceiving, no, you're lying.
Correct.
We tend to patty cake too many things.
I mean, even if there were a lot of families think if we can position ourselves, all children and grandkids, we got ourselves positioned properly in life, we can escape anything really bad that's going to happen, even if it does happen.
Well, you can't.
No.
No, it's
part of the lie deception.
Well, we have a lot of that in a lot of areas, not just government.
Correct.
So.
Unless you get on to another.
All right. Well, thank you for your call, sir.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we will head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. A convicted murderer who is 20 years old at the time of his crime could be released early on parole. 36-year-old Patrick Wallett was convicted by a jury in 2009, alongside now 54-year-old Chad Westbrook, for the murder of Joshua Holgate at his mobile home in San Luis Obispo. Part of Wallett's parole is because he is a youthful offender, under the age of 26 at the time he committed his crimes. Three new meerkats have been added to the Central Coast Zoo, just in time for the 23rd annual Ice Cream Zoofari from 5 to 8 p.m. Three two-year-old female meerkat sisters have all joined. They're native to southern Africa and are a highly social animal that live in cooperative family groups. The tales of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 90s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Gussman. The House of Representatives issuing a rare rebuke of President Trump Wednesday over his handling of the conflict in Iran.
On this vote, the yeas are 215 and the nays are 208. The concurrent resolution is adopted.
Four Republicans joining with Democrats to pass the War Powers Resolution to try to halt military action in Iran. The president is insisting that the U.S. is nearing a deal to end the conflict, and he said,
in theory, they're pretty close to signing a paper. We've actually gotten along with them very well. And you know what you saw for the last few nights? It takes two to tango. You understand that we hit them very hard on something else unrelated.
The president has said that any agreement must include Iran relinquishing its nuclear stockpile. America's listening to Fox News.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eyes, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my.
Your summer plans just got a cash upgrade. It's Beach Bucks Bonanza every Thursday in June at Tatchy. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can score up to $1,500 in Tatchy cash. Whoa! Or up to $5,000 cash in a gas certificate. Right. Then at 8 p.m., one guest could win up to $25,000 cash. Play slots and table games to earn entries and make your summer pay you back. Beach Bucks Bonanza only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort. Ha-ha!
The Central Coast Zoo's annual Ice Cream Zoofari is back. This Saturday, enjoy an unforgettable evening for all ages with all-you-can-eat ice cream, sundaes, and yummy toppings. Central Coast trains, music, and encounters with exotic animals from around the world. The Central Coast Zoo's Ice Cream Zoofari this Saturday, 5 to 8 p.m. Tickets are available for pre-purchase online and include full zoo admission and unlimited sweet treats. For more info, go to visitatascadero.com.
It is 10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. Time for sports, and it's brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles,
Here's Monsi Bolaños.
Make that 12 in a row for the Knicks.
Brunson holding it just across midcourt, defended by Vassell. 8 to shoot, right wing, crossover, right elbow, step back, pump fake, leans in, throws it up, and he knocked it down! Jalen Brunson, a ridiculous shot! And the Knicks have a 6-point lead, 38 seconds to go.
You heard it all on the Knicks Radio Network. Brunson ended with 30 points despite struggling in the first half as the Knicks stole game one from the Spurs, coming out on top 105-95. Victor Wembanyama was 6 of 21 from the field and ended with 26 points and 12 rebounds. In baseball, the Dodgers shut out the Diamondbacks 7-0 behind Shohei Ohtani, who pitched 6 scoreless innings, had 7 strikeouts, while also recording 3 hits at the plate. His ERA is now .74. The Guardians edged the Yankees 5-4, and the A's held on 5-4 against the Cubs in 10 innings.
And thank you there. There's other teams on the West Coast. The Angels pounded the Rockies, but it was the Rockies 11-4. The Giants, oh, good game, 1-0 over the Brewers. And let's see who else here. The Padres, they fell to the Phillies 3-2. That was all yesterday. And there you have it. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Well, a little bit cooler than yesterday. Low 90s. You know, the usual, some clouds this morning. Tonight, clear. Lows in the low 50s and will be in the upper 80s for your Friday. And it'll even get better, I think. Depending on what you like, around 80 degrees on Saturday, mid-70s on Sunday, upper 70s Monday and Tuesday, low 80s Wednesday, and mid-80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 5:48 a.m., 8:16 p.m. We're at 54 degrees. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. Moving right along here at The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters and Atascadero. As we check in to see what animals are out there and get them where they need to be. And that's inside, on the couch, on the chair, on their little whatever they have there, and around their food dish, too. All right, nothing to report here on the World Famous Pet Alert, but Chris, there are footprints on the moon.
Okay.
According to the experts on this piece of paper, how long do they expect those footprints on the moon to last?
Ooh.
I mean, this is a up to, not an exact.
Mm-hmm. Probably a long time, considering the moon doesn't have, you know, wind or rain like we do. So.
Yeah, they don't have SUVs or bike paths or anything like that, or pizza stadiums. I mean, football fields.
Not a whole lot going on up there. So no. Let's go with a million years.
Well, a million years isn't a bad guess. However, you're off a little bit.
Just a little bit.
It is 100 million years.
Yeah, I guess I was off just a little bit.
But at least you had a million.
Right, right.
Okay, so you're only 99. I said, well, last up to 100 million years. So... All right, just something for your coffee or whatever conversation this morning. All right, there you go. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. World Famous Pet Alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Just simply go to atascaderogunshop.com. Alrighty, trivia is brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and out at the airport, known as the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply, and indeed, they are on file. Okay, people like to collect stuff. People like to collect stuff. And some of it is junk. But some people like collecting junk. And some people put it on display in their front yards. In some cases. But according to this, What is the most, well, it's a common, well, it's an either, I can get two answers for this one, the way it's worded here. What are the most collected items in the world? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. So there are two possible answers on this one. What do you think it is, or they are, the most collected items in the world? And other highly popular collectibles include boom, 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 boom. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. What do you think it is? Let me see. Boy, I don't know if I can give you a hint without directly giving you the answer. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Thanks goodness for that. Hi, good morning.
Stamps.
Stamps is one. The other would be coins. Do you collect either?
I collect both.
Oh, you do?
And yes, I do.
And how long have you been doing that?
I've been collecting stamps since fourth grade, and coins I started about 10 years ago.
Wow, okay. You're persistent then.
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, good for you, and it's obviously it's a nice hobby that you have. Okay, may I have your name, please?
Victoria Maholik.
Victoria Maholik?
Maholik.
Oh, Maholik. Okay, Victoria, we have you down as a qualifier, and thank you very much, and enjoy your day.
Okay.
All right, bye. Chris, you collect anything?
I guess trading cards, but I'd use those for playing more than collecting.
Okay, because trading cards is on the list here.
Yeah, my guess was going to be Pokemon trading cards, but I was leaning more towards coins.
Well, it says trading cards. Modern heavyweights include Pokemon and, I don't know what this is.
Yu-Gi-Oh?
Magic.
Oh, Magic the Gathering, okay.
Okay, yeah, Magic the Gathering cards?
Yes.
Which are whatever editions and sell for thousands?
Potentially.
Holy moly.
Especially Pokemon cards when they're graded.
Do you have any that you know of that are valuable or what?
Not for thousands.
You're going to hold on to them?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's see here. Other things include... we had the stamps and the coins, trading cards. Physical media. Physical media, which includes vinyl records. Okay. Got a lot of those. And I'm not saying that these are collected. It's just that it was part of the culture, and I still have them between Linda and I. CDs, vintage video games are highly sought after. And let's see here. Pop culture memorabilia, such as action figures, I call them dolls, vintage lunchboxes and nostalgic items from franchises like Barbie, etc., etc. And what else was on here? The pop culture stuff, you know, Star Wars and all that type of thing. Nothing on here as I thought, because I used to collect baseball cards. And long, long time ago, autographs, athletic autographs. But anyway, that's a whole different story where my mom cost me about $35,000.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. San Miguel CSD is seeking candidates to fill three seats for the Board of Directors in November election. There are three seats available, 2 4-year terms until 2030 and 1 2-year term until 2028. The CSD meets every fourth Thursday at 6 p.m. in San Miguel's Senior Center. SLOCOG voted to place the Local Roads First transportation tax measure on the November 2026 ballot. The decision came from a 10-2 vote on its board of directors, which would levy a half-cent sales tax for dedicated transportation improvements if passed. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
All right, I tried to find out what are some of the leading, you know, as far as the value of some of these, and I can't, except my understanding is that, let me see here, coins. There's something, 1933, St. Gaudens something, double eagle, whatever it is, sold for $18.9 million. All right, two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat their prices on tile, porcelain, granite, quartz, and lots more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7.